Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
You are now tuned in to the 2 Cents and Nonsense podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
I am Antoine Weisslicker. Follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2NONCENTS. Yes. Also, get into that Facebook community. Search 2 Cents Nonsense in your Facebook search bar. Join the group. Post up. We love to have you. This is the Sports Talk episode, as we do every week. Not much sports going on this weekend, or of any weekend, really. But we'll talk a little news, a little hypotheticals, and we'll get it all done for you. What's been going on with you, bro?
Well, today I was enjoying the nice weather until my son pissed me off and I went inside.
Yeah, it was about 60, 67. 70 degrees almost today.
About 70.
Yeah, it was nice out there. I didn't get a chance to enjoy the weather because, you know, I had to work today, so I had to make sure I was staying by the computer, staying by the phone. If I could fucking take that shit outside, I would.
It was mad.
But I can't. So that's what I was doing. I was cooped up in the house all day. But my son actually got to go out. He got to feel the weather on his face. He hadn't been outside in a while. So
get some color.
It was good. Yeah, man. Get some color. He already got the nice, cool skin color, though. He got better skin color than I got. I was like, yo, look at you out here. I got this new shit that I say with him. I be like, yo, you tell people. He can't talk, but I be like, yo, would anybody hold you or whatever? Be like, yeah. I'm your favorite baby's favorite baby.
Okay. I don't even know what to say to that, so.
Oh, no. I be messing around with him, man. It'd be funny, man, because I'd be like, I'd be making up stuff like imagining if he could actually talk. Like, just making up shit. It'd be funny.
Yep. Welcome to fatherhood.
It's great, though. In sports, the NBA has postponed the draft lottery as well as their combine. Of course, they postponed it because the season hasn't actually concluded as of yet. And they don't know when they're going to be able to conclude the season. So that's one thing.
They should just call it, man.
They should just call it. Just call it a year. Just call it a lost year.
Yeah.
Just move on. Get ready for next year.
Shit happens, man. This is worldwide. I don't know why everybody's rushing back to be around people. Y'all tripping.
They are out of their mind.
Word up. Yeah. Y'all think just because shit is getting warm, so niggas don't want to be trapped inside, you can still chill in your fucking backyard.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
Yeah. But that's what that is. You said the UFC is doing their event?
Yes. It's May 9th, they're holding it. Don't know where they're holding it.
Don't know where they're holding it, but they're holding it May 9th. And this is the one where Tony Ferguson is fighting. What's the guy's name?
I don't fucking know.
I can't pronounce his name.
I don't even watch the UFC.
I can't pronounce his name. I'm sorry. I know who it is, but I can't pronounce his name. So if you guys know who it is, forgive us. I'm not even going to try to butcher the guy's name. You know?
I'm trying to fact check it for you, but at the same time, I don't really care.
Yeah. I watch the UFC a little bit. Yeah,
that should be on for like 5 hours. It's longer than fucking WrestleMania. I ain't got time for that. Word up.
But the actual fights be like, you know, 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, I can't pronounce this nigga name.
Yeah, I can't pronounce his name.
Gethy? I don't know.
Something like that. But that's what that is.
It's being held in Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
Of course, it's Florida. You know, if WWE's essential down there.
Yeah. I wonder, is Tony Khan and is the Khan family lending them the building?
No, remember, Atlanta's open.
Oh, Atlanta's open. Oh, you said Jackson. But you said Jackson.
Oh, well, yeah. Tony Khan ain't letting nobody do nothing.
Yeah. You know? Next week, next Sunday on Mother's Day, for all you mothers out there, wrestling. Money in the Bank pay-per-view is next week, next Sunday on Mother's Day.
I will watch it from 8 to 9.
You'll watch it from 8 to 9? Mm-hmm. Because the Last Dance Chicago Bulls documentary will also be on.
Priorities.
He's got his priorities in order. Do you? This year's Money in the Bank ladder match. It's not even actually a ladder match. which is weird. They are actually going to have both the men and women's Money in the Bank match happening at the same time. They have to fight their way through corporate headquarters up to the roof to retrieve the briefcases, which gives you the contract for a year. You can get a title shot of your choosing at any time you choose. My son's into it. He's ready to see it. No, he's not. But yeah, so on Mother's Day, that's what you guys have to look forward to. You also have to look forward to your moms, you know, FaceTime them, Zoom, Skype, whatever you got. Make sure you hit your mom up. Tell her Happy Mother's Day next Sunday. I think it's next Sunday. Isn't it next Sunday?
I don't fucking know.
I think it's next Sunday. If it's not next Sunday.
I think it's the 10th.
Yeah, that's next Sunday.
You sure? I don't know.
The 10th is that a Monday?
Dude, I don't even know, man.
Look, stop getting our facts out here wrong, man. We out here telling people about Mother's Day, and you getting our facts all wrong. Yes,
well,
Mother's
it's
Day.
It's got to be a Sunday.
Mother's Day is the 10th, yeah.
So you said
the UFC is on the 9th, wrestling, Mother's Day on the 10th. You know, Cinco de Mayo is this Tuesday.
So?
Do you think the Spanish people are going to party? No. They can't have more than, what, 25? 50 people.
In their own yard? Who's going to stop them? Word, if Dak can hold a party with 25 people.
If Dak can hold a party.
Why can't a no-name Mexican?
Hey, man, it is what it is. But if you are going to party, party responsibly. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
You know? Now, the Last Dance documentary, I know you've been watching that.
Mm-hmm. You've been watching it, right?
I've watched the first four episodes this Sunday, tomorrow. As you know, we guys record these on Saturdays. So tomorrow they got episodes 5 and 6 that are going to be coming on. What is 5 and 6 going to be about?
Don't know. I try not to watch any spoilers.
Try not to watch no spoilers. Okay, not a problem. But the first four episodes, episode 1 was centered around, what, Jordan. Episode 2 was sitting around Scottie Pippen. Episode 3 was more of Dennis Rodman. And then episode 4 was more of Coach Phil Jackson and the dichotomy that he had with the general manager at the time. What type of shit is that for them to automatically just be like, you ain't coming back next season. I don't give a damn if you win 82 games.
And that's why we ain't won a championship since.
That's exactly why we ain't won a championship since.
You know,
but
I'm a Bulls fan for those who don't know, so yeah. I've been through it.
You know, I'm a Pacers fan.
I've seen the best of the best times and the worst of the worst.
Yeah, but just for him to just come out at the beginning of the season, and he said it in a press conference like it was nothing, just this is going to be Phil's last year.
Yeah. Like, yeah, obviously he, well, if you've seen the documentary, you already know, nigga felt like he wasn't getting the credibility he deserved, which he did deserve it because he put together the team.
He put together the team. He did his thing.
You know, so.
But the way Mike and them saw it was, you know, players on the floor get the job done.
And that's true.
And coaches
coach. And
that's
in all sports. I don't care what it is.
Yeah. So Mike, Pippen, and all them felt like he was taking credit. He wanted too much credit. They gave him credit, but he wanted too much credit in their eyes.
Hey,
which is true.
Niggas is greedy.
They are.
Can't be happy just winning titles.
He was winning. won 6 championships.
For real. 6 in 8 years. Stop fucking complaining. You broke up a dynasty. Literally.
Yeah. He fucked it all up. Just by saying Phil ain't gonna be the coach no more.
For real. Don't tell me Jordan couldn't go out there and for 2 more years at top level. Like, come on.
I think he could have.
Of course he could have.
You know. I understand the team was getting older. But I guess their way of looking at it was, we keep going until we lose.
Well, the players.
Yeah, the players was looking at it like, let us keep going until we lose.
Yeah, if we lose, then you can break us up.
Yeah. But they won that final championship and then got broke up. But go watch the documentary, man. It's fabulous, man. It's a good watch.
Watch the regular ESPN version. They don't edit nothing.
Correct.
ESPN2, they do some editing.
But when you, depending on how you watch it, if you're trying to watch it on Hulu, right? It has both up there. It'll say TV14, that's the edited version. And they'll have TVMA, that's the unedited version. So you pick the one that you want to watch. You know? So. But yeah, watch the unedited version. I can't believe they air that on ESPN, on regular ESPN.
Yo, ESPN don't even care right now. It's ratings. That's the highest rated thing on TV, period.
It is. It is.
Word up.
And that just shows the popularity of a player of that caliber. You know, it's been, you know, when did he officially retire? Like, with the Wizards? It was like 2000?
02, maybe?
02. So, you're looking at a player that's been retired for almost 18 years, you know, that can pull in those type of ratings. That's crazy. But, you know, the Jordan haters, they out there. Oh, it's just because ain't nothing else on and people watching it. Like, dog.
Y'all watch that shit regardless.
You watching it because you want to watch it. Stop it. You're watching it because you want to watch it.
For real.
You ain't watched the other sports documentaries that been on. Mm-hmm. There's been plenty of motherfucking sports documentaries on since sports has been off the air.
For real. Bet y'all didn't watch that Alex Smith 30 for 30.
I watched that shit.
I didn't. I just seen some pictures of that nigga's leg, like, ugh. Yo. Like, who is your doctor? Fucked your shit up.
His shit had bacteria and it got infected. His leg was black.
For real. Literally black.
Black. He had permission from the Department of Defense to seek to go to the military bases to get treatment.
He's like, I don't want to lose my leg. Cause, I don't blame you, nigga. Because that shit was,
Because they equated his injury to that of an injury that you would receive if you was in war. That is crazy.
Yeah, it is.
He had an injury that people see only in combat. And he was playing football. So he got permission from the Department of Defense to go to military bases down in Texas to get treatment. And he's on the right path. He can jog now. He's walking without assistance. He had to have his big fucking metal round thing around his leg for like 7 months. And that shit, you know how they put that little halo shit around your head
mm-hmm.
when you break your neck?
Mm-hmm.
It was like one of those, but it was around his whole entire leg to keep his leg from crumbling. That shit was crazy just to see it. They were showing everything on there. I was like, yo, you could have blurted this out. Like, I didn't want to see this nigga leg mangled like that.
Yes, you did. You didn't want to see it, but you wanted to see it.
I'm like, damn.
Like, why does the game play in 2 years? Like, what's really good?
Hey, he couldn't walk for a whole year. Like, the nigga couldn't walk for a whole year. So, I understand why he ain't played in a year. He still got a couple years left on his contract. He's hoping to be able to get back into the league. But his first priority was being able to walk and not lose his leg. So that he could be able to, you know, do things with his kids.
I hear that, man. Priorities.
Man. And the wife. She was dead, man. She riding. She was riding.
She ain't got no choice. That's her cash cow right there. Hey, I know it's love, but it ain't really that much love.
Hey, man.
You live it good.
She was with that guy every step of the way, though. I got to give her her props on that one. She, if it ain't love, she know damn well how to fake it. Because she was out that joint.
She made sure he had a will that everything was written correctly and all that. I bet you.
Yeah. I ain't going to hold you. She made sure he was good. Now.
I'm sorry.
It's what it is, bro. It is what it is. Now, we're going to talk some more basketball. I got some stuff here.
Oh, I did want to mention
what's up?
The Bears declined Mitchell Trubisky's fifth-year option.
Of course they did.
I'm just saying.
Because everybody beats the Mitch. Everybody beats the Mitch. We're going to talk some more basketball, though. I got a trivia question for you, though.
Okay. That I'm not going to be able to answer, but let's go.
There is a player who, up until this year.
What sport?
Basketball.
Oh, all right.
There's a player up until this year. He has won 3 straight championships with 3 different teams. Who is that player? So, 2017, 2018, and 2019, he won championships. 3 different teams.
Shit, I don't know.
That would be Patrick McCaw.
I don't even know who that is.
He played for the Warriors. He played for the Cavaliers.
Well, I know who he played for. I'm just saying.
For the Toronto Raptors. And that's his first 3 years in the league. So his first 3 years in the league, he got 3 championships with 3 different teams.
Nah. That's not 3 straight.
It is 3 straight.
The Warriors won 2 straight.
I'm saying he was a rookie on the Warriors. Then he went to the Cavaliers and won. Then he went...
That's still not 3 straight.
It is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
The Warriors won 2 straight after the Cavs beat them.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. Kevin Durant was MVP for 2
straight. Well, it might have been the other way around. I know it was Cavaliers. He won with all 3 teams.
He won with the Cavs.
Then he won with the Warriors. Then he won with all 3 teams.
Okay, that's not 3 straight, though.
It is 3 straight.
No, it's not. That would be 4 straight.
This dude won 4 straight championships?
If as soon as he left Cleveland after they won, that's 4 straight championships.
God damn. That kid is amazing.
Because the Cavs won, the Warriors won amazing. 2 straight.
Yeah, cuz he's on he won the championship with the Raptors last year and he tweeted out, "Yo, the corona fucking up my streak." Corona fucking up my street. I was trying to get another ring. I mean, you won't go get another ring with the Raptors, but they had to get you traded or something, but it's whatever.
Hey, in the East, you never know.
In the East, you never know.
I mean, he might have, I'm not going to say they would have got there, but it's possible.
Now, last week? We did our top 10 scorers and shit. Was that last week?
I don't know.
I don't remember. I think it was last week, but we did our top 10 scorers and shit. Now, there was a top 10 list of all time that came out because, you know, with the documentary coming out, motherfuckers want to talk.
Oh, so, the one that Kobe wasn't on?
Yeah, well, we ain't going to talk about that one. That was the Bleacher Report one. He wasn't on it. But Skip Bayless had his top 10. He put his top 10 out there. And his top 10s was as follows. Michael Jordan, number 1. Magic Johnson, number 2. Shaquille O'Neal, number 3. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, number 4. Tim Duncan was number 5. Bill Russell was number 6. Kobe Bryant was number 7. Larry Bird at number 8. LeBron James at number 9. And Wilt Chamberlain at number 10. That was Skip Bayless's top 10 of all time. I see you gave me the look when I said Magic Johnson, number 2.
I mean, no lie, I wasn't there for Magic's greatness through the 80s. I was a baby.
Right.
So I'm not going to judge. If people think Magic is number 2, then hey, I'm not one to argue.
You're not one to argue. You just going to roll with it.
You know, they lived through that. They watched it. I didn't watch it.
Right.
Like, I get it when people say LeBron's the greatest because you didn't live through the 90s. You didn't watch Michael Jordan dominate.
Right.
You know? People shit on Charles Barkley because they don't remember the beast he was in the 90s. So.
Now, the top 10 from ESPN. ESPN had all their experts get together, and they actually put together a top 100. I'm not going to give you the top 100. I'm just going to give you the top 10.
Okay.
Now, here's the top 10 for them. Number one, Michael Jordan. Number two, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Number three, LeBron James. Number four, Magic Johnson. Number five, Wilt Chamberlain. Number six, Larry Bird. Number seven, Bill Russell. Number eight, Tim Duncan. Number nine, Shaquille O'Neal. And number 10, Hakeem Olajuwon.
Did I hear Kobe's name?
You did not hear Kobe's name.
Can y'all put some respect on Kobe's name, please?
Kobe was number 12 on their list.
Come on, man.
Behind Oscar Robertson. Oscar Robertson.
See, that's why 11. I hate all these lists. Motherfuckers be gonna be like, Jordan is the greatest. The closest to Jordan, literally the closest, is Kobe. Like, come on. Kobe did everything Jordan did except win that sixth title.
Like, I understand.
You know?
Come on. Yeah, man. But that was their list, man. And they had Charles Barkley was like number 18. John Stockton was 19.
Come on, man. Like, he's not the greatest assist man of all time. Get the fuck out of here.
20 was David Robinson. 21 was Kevin Durant. Kevin Garnett. Then number 22 was Kevin Durant. Number 23 was Stephen Curry. So, Isaiah Thomas was underneath of Pippen at 25 and 26.
And you belong there. Talking shit about my Bulls. Fuck out of here. Every chance he get, he talks shit about the Bulls. That's why Pippen took your spot on the
team. Dwayne Wade was at 27. So.
Isaiah Thomas pissing me off the last 2 weeks.
He's pissing you off?
Yeah.
Hey, man, he, you know, he got on the documentary and said what he said, man.
I know he did. At least, but he's always said it.
Yeah.
You know? I respect the man for it, but I'm a Bulls fan. I don't like that shit.
You don't like that shit? You ain't like Bill Laimbeer talking shit either?
I mean, what can you do? They did what they did.
Yeah.
You know? And so.
He called LeBron the greatest basketball player of all time. Bill Laimbeer said that.
And that's, I think Isaiah said it too.
Isaiah said it too? Wow.
They don't respect Jordan. Like, that's, you don't respect him because he swept y'all ass. That ended y'all. Isaiah retired like 2 years later.
It is what it is. Now, like I said, we gave you guys our top 10. ESPN, Bleacher Report, these so-called experts, they have not put Kobe in their top 10s. They've put him in the top 15, but they have not put him in the top 10. Those are the experts that you go and you expect them to give you the best analysis possible. And that's what they gave you. ESPN and Bleacher Report decided that Kobe is not a top 10 player in this league. In the NBA of all time.
I don't know what they was watching.
Don't know what they was watching, but that's what they decided. They're experts. So, it is what it is. Like, even my son doesn't agree with it. He's like, fuck that shit.
Y'all put LeBron on them list, but not Kobe?
They put LeBron on them list and not Kobe.
LeBron didn't want none of that smoke. We see it every time they played each other. Every time.
So, it is what it is. Hypothetical, man. Well, this one's not even a hypothetical. This is, of the three names that I'm about to name to you, who has the best pull-up jumper? T-Mac. Carmelo Anthony or Kevin Durant, best pull-up jumper?
I'm going to say KD just because he can hit it from anywhere.
He can hit it from anywhere.
And he does.
He does.
You know, if he want to pull up from half court and hit that, he going to pull up
from half court. He going to pull up from half court and hit that. I was thinking the same thing. Melo did have a nice pull-up joint off the – he had a nice little off-the-dribble pull-up joint back in the day.
Of course it was off the dribble because – That's what he did. He dribbled yeah. some more. Then dribbled his a ISO little bit game. More.
His ISO game used to be great.
Yeah, that's all he was good at. He couldn't fuck with the triangle. That shit baffled him.
Baffled him. It was, oh, what the fuck is going on with Word. This?
The triangle ended his career. Yeah. He didn't know what to do. He's like, I gotta pass the ball. What's that?
He had to pass the ball. Man. All
right, man. Who you got? A prime Anthony Davis or a prime Dwight Howard?
Prime Dwight Howard.
Prime Dwight.
Because he took that sorry-ass Magic team to the finals.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Dwight was easily a walking double-double, banging on niggas, rebounds everywhere. I don't know where it went wrong.
His back. Back issues, man.
Oh, stop getting fucking your ass,
he
nigga.
Fucked his back up, dog. His back got fucked up, and that was it for him.
Nigga went to L.A. and somebody blew his back out. It was a rat.
Damn, bro. That's fucked up, man.
That was not.
You could do that man like that.
I'm going to do that man like that.
All right.
You ever seen him with a girl? Nope.
I can't say I have. Like, I don't be all up in them niggas' personal lives like that.
You gotta be all up in the personal lives.
We said the same thing. Nah, we said the same thing about Russ, too, before he popped up with some kids. Like, yo.
Russ is still questionable to me.
He's still questionable.
That shit he be wearing. I don't give a fuck. he can go both.
He can go both ways. Yo, till I saw him pop out with some kids, I was like, yo, when that nigga had babies?
Where, it's like Cam. You ever see Cam with a girl?
Nah, man, I can't
Cam
say
is
that.
The girl rocking scarves on the head and shit.
Why you gonna do Cam like that, man?
He does himself like does that. Himself look at what he wear, man. I have nothing against gay people. That's what you want to do. That's what you want to do. But don't hide it.
Yeah. So
you wearing what you wear lets us know.
It lets us know you a little iffy out there.
Shit.
Now, the hypotheticals that I'm going to bring to you at this point, I'm going to give you a roster of a starting five.
Okay.
And I want you to let me know who you think would win a best of seven series.
Mm-hmm.
Squad number one at the point guard position, Magic Johnson. At the shooting guard position, Kobe Bryant. At the small forward position, Carmelo Anthony. At the power forward position, Giannis Antetokounmpo. At the center position, Dwight Howard.
Giannis can't afford on me.
He's not a four to you.
No, but we can let it rock.
Let it rock.
I mean, he's big, but he's not a four.
Yeah. At squad number two, at the point guard position, Kyrie Irving.
Aw. That ain't even fair. Kyrie on the squad.
At the shooting guard position, Luka Doncic.
We can forget it. I got squad one.
At the small forward position, Kawhi Leonard. At the power forward position, Chris Bosh. And at the center position, Shaquille O'Neal. Squad one versus squad two.
Squad one, man.
You going squad one in the best
unless,
of seven?
Unless Shaq punched that nigga in the head, like pass the goddamn ball. He ain't passing. He's going to dribble for 22 and a half seconds, and he's going to jack him a three.
Now, this is here. Now what he's saying is, this is because of Kyrie Irving that they would lose this matchup.
Yes! As soon as you say Kyrie, I'm like, nah.
Do you think they'd get some games? How far would this go? Would it be six? Would they beat them at five? How would they beat them?
They getting swept.
They getting swept.
They getting swept.
They getting swept. Now all of this is play. I'm gonna say all of this is prime. We're putting them all in their prime.
Okay, Luka's not even in his prime.
Luka's not in his prime.
You know what I'm saying?
You know. Yeah, but, you know, we put these people in their prime.
Shit, technically, Giannis ain't even in his prime.
Technically, that is correct, you know.
And you got him at the four? They can't guard him now.
Yeah, Yeah, I don't think Chris Bosh in his prime could guard him.
Yeah. No, Chris Bosh in his prime could beast offensively. Toronto Chris Brown?
Yeah.
I mean, Chris Bosh. I need to call you Chris Brown. I'm sorry.
Chris Bosh. It's fine, man. Chris Bosh in Toronto. He could ball. He going to ball. He going to stick with you, but I don't know, man. I still think that Giannis going to bang on him, dog.
Giannis a big old Shaq in the chat. Shit. Shaq, I have to body him.
Yeah.
For real.
Shaq, I have to body. But that's that. Like I said, I think squad water with that too, but you know, that's just, it seemed a little unfair.
But you also got to think about it, like, Magic, he's just going to dish.
He's just going to dish.
Yeah. You know? Kyrie, he's just going to dribble. He's going to dribble out the clock. And Shaq going to get pissed.
Shaq is.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you think he would actually do that with Shaq? Like, if him and Shaq played on the same team.
Why not? He did it with LeBron.
Yeah. I don't know. LeBron, the only time I really seen LeBron get mad is when he got mad at Mario Chalmers and he was ready to punch that nigga in the face.
Nah, you remember that? Nah, JR.
He got mad at JR, but that was more off. Like, they literally had to hold that nigga back from punching Mario Chalmers in the face. Like, he looked like he was about to punch him in the face. You remember that game?
No.
Oh, my goodness. I think that was a finals game. It was the Heat. And Mario, they was on the bench. It was a timeout. Mario said something, and LeBron just got up lunging towards the nigga. Like, I'll have to show you that clip at some point.
Whatever.
But yeah, you know, I ain't never seen LeBron that mad. Like, he was about to punch a motherfucker. Like, but that was that one. So, same thing. I got another set of squads for
LeBron
you.
LeBron always got problems with teammates, man.
Yeah.
So it's his teammates that he got issues with. Nobody on the opposite side.
He don't want that smoke with the other people.
Yeah, man. Dude, fuck your mom. You ain't do nothing about it. I would have bodied that nigga. Word up. You would have never seen Delonte West again. Fuck out of here.
I don't even know what that man mom looked like. Like, I couldn't even justify it. Like, yo, maybe his mom was fire and he just had to get him some.
She wasn't fire.
I don't know what his mom looked like.
I've seen her a couple times back in the day.
I still can't say. I ain't never seen a woman. All right, squad one. At the point guard position, Stephen Curry. At the two guard position, Tracy McGrady. At the small forward position, LeBron James. At the power forward position, Kevin Garnett.
Yo, that team ain't fair.
And at the center position, Joel Embiid.
I don't know what a healthy Joel Embiid look like. But just the first four, like, that ain't fair.
That ain't fair.
Word up.
All right. So squad number two. At the point guard position, Allen Iverson. At the shooting guard position, Michael Jordan. At the small forward position, Klay Thompson. At the power forward position, Dennis Rodman. And at the center position, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Squad two.
Squad two winning that?
Squad two's winning that. Steph and AI, to me, I think they'll cancel each other out. I know Steph can shoot from anywhere, but y'all both going to break each other's ankles. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking Jordan over anybody.
Uh-huh.
Klay can shoot from anywhere.
Right.
I mean, his defense is decent, but he can't nobody check LeBron, really.
Right, right.
Rodman's checking anybody. Mm-hmm. And Kareem is Kareem. Can't nobody stop that skyhook.
Yeah. Joel Embiid, no matter how good he is, ain't stopping that skyhook.
Hell no.
So you got
Joel, his back will get hurt in the first quarter. Fuck out of here. He ain't even in the game.
So you got the squad too.
Hell yeah.
How many games?
That's a sweep.
So we had two sweeps here. Both teams a sweep.
You can't check Kareem.
Right.
Even if Jordan was having a bad day, you can't check Kareem.
Okay.
And then AI? Come on, man.
Okay.
Robin don't need to score.
Okay. So you had those two teams winning. So if these teams win against each other, I'll repeat the teams. So in the first matchup, we will say squad number one was Magic Johnson at the point, Kobe Bryant at the two guard. Carmelo Anthony at the three. At the four, Giannis Antetokounmpo. And in the center position, you had Dwight Howard versus squad number two, which is Allen Iverson at the point, Michael Jordan at the shooting guard, Klay Thompson at the small forward, at the power forward, Dennis Rodman, and at the center position, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Those two teams battling for the championship. Who wins?
I'm taking squad 2 and 7.
You're taking squad 2 and 7. We going to 7.
I know Jordan ain't never been to a game 7 in the finals, but...
But it'll have to go there.
You got prime Kobe, prime Melo,
prime
KG. Like, yo, there's problems out there. But defensively, Jordan squad got it for me. Melo don't play no D, we know that.
Yeah. So, there you have it, man. That was a little quick hypothetical for you guys. If you guys got other teams that you would put together, mix and match, you can put your shit together, man. There's a meme going around now on Facebook where it's like, take the first letter of your name and try to put together a starting five.
I seen it, but I didn't. It wasn't clear. People was using their first, like the last letter for the first names or the last letter for the last names, like. Clarify that shit. And I would have made a list, but
yeah,
people was all over the place. So I ain't make one.
Yeah, I was thinking it was the first letter of your first name.
No, it's the first letter of your last name, because that it did say.
Oh, okay.
But it didn't say for the players.
For the players.
Are you using their first name or you're using their last name?
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I seen people all over the place with it, so I was like, I
didn't participate in that one.
But that is what it is, man.
You know? Hoping football and shit will be on track. They have not canceled any of their stuff as of yet because OTAs and all that stuff is later on in the year. Well, not later on in the year, but
well, most of that stuff doesn't happen until June, July.
Yeah. So They're still on a wait and see approach.
Hey, Florida's open, so I know my Dolphins would be down there.
So. Florida, I don't know what's wrong with you guys, man. Opening up beaches and shit. Yeah.
Okay.
Just put your mask on, man. Mask on thing is kind of
just keep your ass inside. Just because they open the shit, don't mean you got to be out there.
Yeah.
It is that simple. Just because they open it, don't mean you got to be out there.
You know, but it is what it is, man. As much as I love sports, I want people to be safe.
Yeah, me too. Like, I don't want to see nobody doing nothing. I really don't.
You know, wrestling is still going on, even though it probably shouldn't.
It probably shouldn't, but they can, as far as social distancing goes, there's technically only 3 people in the ring at the same time, really. Right. I mean, yeah, they get locking up, getting close, getting sweaty, whatever, but they are tested.
They are taking their precautions, so they are testing.
And those who don't want to wrestle, they don't have to.
Right.
They're not forcing nobody to do nothing.
Yeah. You know. I watched Raw and SmackDown this week for the first time since WrestleMania, I think.
I only watched NXT. I catch little clips here and there.
I saw NXT Raw as well, too. So I saw all 3 wrestling shows this week. Well, all 4 wrestling shows, actually, because I watched AEW as well.
Yeah, I ain't watched AEW since January.
Yeah, I watched AEW as well. They're progressing throughout their TNT Championship tournament. Cody Rhodes again winning. He beat Darby Allin this week with the most bullshit fucking finish. One of them bullshit ass finishes.
They need to stop doing Darby dirty.
One of them Darby Allin hit his finishing move, but Cody got the roll up. The roll up. Darby Allin's shoulders weren't even down. It makes the what's the female referee's name? Aubrey?
I don't know. I know who she is, but facial wise, but I don't know her.
Yeah, it, she's the only female referee in the company. I think she's the head referee.
She is the head referee, but she does all the championship matches. Yeah,
it make her it almost made her look bad because we could visibly see that the guy's shoulder wasn't down, but she had to count the three because that was the finish of the match.
Yeah, because Cody told her to.
Because that was the finish of the match.
Cause Cody told her to.
You know. But it just
makes the finishes to the matches. So.
Yeah. Well, they said that Tony Khan actually wrote the last like five episodes of and came up with all the finishes for the last five episodes of the thing. So it's whatever. But either way, it was just it makes her kind of look bad because his shoulder wasn't actually down, but she had to count to three anyways because that was the finish of the match. Because that's
to me though. To be. Like I haven't watched, so I can't judge that much.
Yeah.
But as far as Darby Allin goes, I think they're damaging him because he can't get the big W.
Yeah, he's getting the little W's here and there, but he's not getting the big ones, and that it you know, that does damage your character after a while.
Yeah, because we all know you're gonna be in it. You're gonna put on a good match, but you're still gonna lose.
Right.
And that's like Cesaro in WWE. That's like a lot of people in WWE.
Yeah.
You'll put on a good match, but we know at the end you're gonna lose.
You know, in the WWE, Cedric Alexander and Ricochet are becoming a formidable tag team. Even though they had a close match against some no name motherfuckers. That's unbelievable. That they would have a close match where they barely won against some no-name motherfuckers.
You know, Vince and my Doherty's, come on.
He just doesn't like those guys.
No.
But he does. He does like Zelina Vega's crew. I don't even know if they have a name, but he does like them.
That's because he's trying to build his Mexican fan base.
He's been trying to do for
25 years.
Yes. He is trying to build his Mexican fan base. He is... But the person that he's doing it with, I think, is a good person to do it with. Andrade was the leader of Los Inglenables, not De Japón.
Because I can't say that shit.
He gave me the hand claps for being able to say it. Don't ask me to do it again, because I probably can't. But he was the leader of that group, and he was a talker. He was the person that was in the forefront in Mexico. So this man wants him to learn English so that he could do the same thing with the group that he has now. So you can hear it. He's been taking his English lessons. Of course, he's dating Charlotte. So
I was about to say, he's been taking them Charlotte lessons.
He's been taking those Charlotte lessons. Zelina Vega's been working with him a lot as far as with his English is concerned.
She's just too goddamn sexy, yo.
Dude, did you see? You didn't see Raw.
But, I seen the outfit.
Oh, you seen the outfit?
I seen the outfit seen with the fatigues and the yeah.
Them heels was super hot. Yo, I had to tell
and
my
girl. She's still short as hell.
Yeah, but I had to tell my girl. I was like, yo, look at them damn things. How is she walking in there? Like, platform stiletto joints.
Yep.
But, you know, and Aleister Black, how you let her come out the house like that?
Cause that's his. Ain't nobody gonna fuck with him about it.
Kick you in your fucking face.
Word, you wouldn't even see it coming.
Yo, Aleister Black is great though. I like him, man.
The real question is, how AA let that go?
Oh, Austin Aries.
Yeah, man. Like,
I don't know.
You fucked up, nigga.
I don't know.
Aleister Black got that. He got that Latin pussy in him. He's like, I ain't letting that go. That's fine.
Nah, he was on that. He was like, nah, I'm with this. This is all me. But yeah, man, Austin Aries, I don't know. Hey.
He fucks up everywhere he go.
He fucks up everywhere he goes. That guy should be a superstar.
Yep.
We should be talking about him as top 15, top 20 wrestlers in the world, and we're not.
Nope.
Because he keeps fucking up.
Yup. It's like it's getting to the point where no promotion want him.
Well, yeah, I haven't seen him work in a minute.
He hasn't worked in a minute.
And that's all his own doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
When you're difficult to work with, everybody be like, you can be as good as you want. But if you're difficult to work with, fuck you, man.
And the problem is that all them promotions trusted him enough to put their belts on him.
Not WWE.
Yeah.
They were smart enough for like, nah, you fucked up everywhere else. This is your last stop.
I'm saying even after he left WWE, all the other promotions were trusting him enough to put the belts on him.
I think the shit he pulled in TNA did it for him.
Oh, yeah, that was it. After that, that was it. But before that, he was the belt collector. He was the one getting all the championships. So all those promotions trusted him to have their championship. And he just pissed it all away.
Yeah.
Being stupid. It makes no sense, man. You know? I watched a YouTube documentary on 3MB.
Okay.
Heath Slater, Jinder Mahal, and Drew Galloway.
Drew McIntyre, excuse me.
I can't get out of the fact of calling him Galloway because he was more successful on the independent scene than me. But the guy did a documentary on those three and their time away from WWE and then coming back and being champions and stuff like that.
You know Jinder came back, right?
Yeah, I saw. Okay. He came back. I actually saw him. He beat somebody on the show the other day. But I didn't even realize, yo, Heath Slater got released too.
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
Yep, and AEW won't sign him neither. He's pissed about that.
No, I didn't know this. Why wouldn't AEW sign him?
I guess he got that WWE stank on him for 20 years or 15 years.
He's been there for a long time. He got that stank on him.
You know?
But you know what?
Because he's been talking some shit on Twitter. He's been talking some shit on Twitter. He's not happy that AEW won't even give him a chance.
But you know what? You got to do like everybody else did, man. Just go. Once shit open back up and they're able to move around again, just go. Do the independent thing, man. I'm sure some independents will give you a shot, you a money draw
shit
for them.
Revival's already on AEW.
They are?
Well, they're not on TV, but as soon as you hit Being the Elite, we already know.
Oh, I ain't seen Being the Elite in a minute.
Yeah.
I ain't seen Being the Elite. Well, we already knew they was going to be on Being the Elite, you know. Fuck the Revival was a big thing for them. What's their new name? Do we know?
It's probably still The Revival.
No, they can't use The Revival anymore. Well, WWE copyright.
Well, all I'm saying is on Being the Elite, that I've seen, they had skywriting of FTR.
FTR, okay. Yeah, I mean, they can still say, Vince McMahon's stupid. He don't know about the, he doesn't know about all that extra shit. He didn't know about the FTR, but he did copyright the name Revival. Okay. And he copyrighted their individual names, Dash and Dawson or whatever their names is. He copyrighted their names. So they can't use those names and they can't use the Revival wherever they go, but. He don't know shit about hashtags, so he do that one. Stupid ass. You know? There was rumors going around that he was upset to the point where he was just like, fuck it all, and that there was talks of him selling parts of the company to ESPN and Fox.
He'd be stupid to do that.
He'd be stupid to do that?
Yeah. Because once corporate hands get into it, I mean, you've seen it with WCW.
Right.
Like, the networks really don't want wrestling.
They don't want wrestling. They want a soap opera.
Yeah. You know?
But to a certain extent, I'd say yes. To a certain extent, I'd say no. On the Fox side of things, they want a soap opera.
Yeah.
On the ESPN Disney side of things, Disney will let you do whatever the fuck you want to do as long as you're making the money. Mm-hmm. They don't give a fuck. Like, I was looking at something about Pixar today. Pixar, yes, they're under the Disney umbrella, but if you go to their headquarters and shit, they don't even have a Disney logo nowhere in sight. They still do whatever. They still do all their day-to-day operations the way it is.
Yeah, because it was probably in their contract. Like, yeah. Yo, we'll sell you this shit, but we get to do what the fuck we want to do.
Right.
And that's how you negotiate.
And they made Toy Story. Pixar made Toy Story. You ain't telling nobody who made fucking Toy Story.
I haven't seen the fourth one yet.
Yeah. But you ain't telling the motherfucker who made Toy Story, yo, you gotta do it this way.
Yeah, because they changed the game.
Yeah, we was outdoing y'all motherfuckers out here.
They changed the game.
You know, they let Marvel do whatever they want to do, because who you gonna tell who made fucking Avengers? You gonna tell them niggas that they can't make Avengers the way they want to make Avengers? Nigga, shut your dumb ass up and let us do what we doing over here. You know?
Hey.
When the last time you watched Disney Plus, man?
Probably a couple days ago.
Yeah, me too, man. I was watching DuckTales today.
That shit, I'm gearing up for May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you?
Yeah, man, it's coming.
What the fuck are you going to do on May the 4th? You going to watch all the fucking Star Wars?
I'm going to watch as many as I can in one day. Yeah, I am.
When is May the 4th anyways? That's Monday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's this Monday.
Man. You off?
I'm off, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch. I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch all of them Star Wars
movies.
See,
it's different for me and you. My girl let me leave me alone because she don't want me bothering her. So,
I don't know, man.
I can sit over there and just,
I don't know.
And there's 9 of them.
Yeah, man. I probably watch the ones that I ain't watched yet. The last two, I think. Yeah, the last two.
Oh, and the last one will be on Disney Plus just in time.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll watch the last two, get that out the way. And that's what I'll do for May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. That when the fuck did they start doing that?
It's been doing that for years now.
Years? Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
That's Star Wars Day right there.
Hey, man.
They got hashtags and all that shit.
Hey, man. I ain't knocking the hustle, man. You got to do what you got to do. I ain't knocking the hustle. I love it if you love it, man.
I might have to start in the 3rd because I can't watch 9 straight.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't enough hours of the day, I don't think.
9 movies, 3 hours long.
They're not 3 hours.
Almost 3 hours, though.
The original 3 are like 2 hours.
2 hours?
The ones after that are like 2.5.
So you're talking, 9 movies, 2.5 hours. You're still talking almost 3. We'll say almost 3. That's 27 hours. It ain't enough hours in a day. You are absolutely correct, sir.
Yeah.
You ain't taking no naps. Like, you got to stay up for at least 20. We're going to say 21, 22 hours. You got to stay up straight to watch all 9 of them. That ain't happening.
It can happen. Real faithful people, they'll stock up on Red Bull.
They'll start at midnight.
Yeah, man.
And work their way to the next day.
And be in it. I love it, but I can't do that.
I'm pretty sure somebody will do that. I'm pretty sure there are some people that do that.
There's mad people that are going
to
do that.
You know, that's big ups to y'all, man. I know that ain't got nothing to do with sports, but fuck it. That is big ups to you. That's almost like a sport.
Yeah.
For you to, you got to guzzle down some Red Bull, get all your food ready for the day, and just binge watch Star Wars. How do you start? Do you start, like, how the movies came out, or do you do them in a sequence of episode 1, episode 2?
Me, personally, I'm going episode 1 straight through.
You're going episode 1?
Because it's all storyline.
Yeah, so you're going with the storyline as opposed to when the movies actually came out, because episode 4 was the first one that came out.
Yes.
Okay. I understand. I got you.
And then the messed up part is, do you want to put in Rogue One? Because Rogue One ties in 3 and 4.
Right.
it really is the perfect tie-in. Like,
yeah.
Like, damn. And Rogue One is good, too. You can leave that solo shit out. You don't even know where that happens in the storyline, to be honest.
Yeah, they didn't say. But it's okay. So, yeah. You know, do that on the 4th. On Monday. Then celebrate your Cinco de Mayo on Tuesday. You know?
Niggas won't get no sleep. I'm Mexican. I love Star Wars. And no sleep. Word up. You ain't sleeping for 2-3 days. Word up. Fuck out of here.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. And imagine if they liked all of that stuff. Like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, and on Tuesday, I think Fox is doing a best of WWE on Tuesday.
I don't care.
So.
That's what the network is for.
That's what the network is for. But they doing that stuff. They got to get them a special going on and get it done.
No, because nobody else watches anything on there other than WWE. That's the problem.
Yeah, Fox does. It doesn't really have that much going on, I think.
Yeah, because they cancel all their goddamn shows.
They always do cancel all their shows, man. It's...
But it took you 5 years to cancel fucking... What's that?
That trash.
What trash?
Empire.
Empire. They really didn't want to cancel that show.
I'm sure they did.
Like, they canceled that show because the cast fell apart after...
It was Josie Smollett.
after Josie Smollett.
It was all his fault. He was the downfall of Empire.
Yeah. So that is what it is, man.
Like Rudy Gobert shut down the whole world. Shut down the sports world because of Rudy. as soon as he got tested, everything else shut down.
Well, he got tested, everything shut down. And the reason being is because his dumb ass walked onto the fucking interview podium touching all the fucking microphones. If he wouldn't have did that, and they would have been like, yeah, you got the shit, people probably wouldn't have took it that serious. But then it was like, yo, hold up. This nigga went and he gave it to other people. He should be in jail right now. His ass should be in jail right now.
Rudy Gobert shut out the sports world.
He did.
He will be remembered for that.
That boy changed the game.
For real.
He changed the game.
Can't shut down nobody in the NBA, but you can shut down the whole NBA.
He shut down the whole NBA. Now, before we go off the air, I got to show you this right quick. This is my son in the Tigger joint.
Very cute.
Got the Tigger joint on.
I'm sure that's on my Instagram somewhere. Our Instagram.
It probably is. Because my girl posts the shit on Instagram all the time.
We do have Instagram still. We just don't post on there.
Correct.
I try to be on Twitter.
And she posted on Facebook, too. She's in the group.
Well, yeah. Because me and her ain't Facebook friends, mm-hmm. I don't see her posts.
Right.
I see her likes when it's in the group, but other than that.
Come to think about it, we're not Facebook friends either.
Yes, we are.
No, I'm saying me and my girl are not Facebook friends. That shit is weird, right?
All right.
Like, I don't know, man. I'm never on Facebook like that unless I'm posting in like groups.
You're
shit.
Never on Twitter, period.
Yeah, I'm never
It's only
Twitter.
Me.
I'm never on Twitter.
You should be, though.
Yeah, Twitter.
You should, though.
I should be.
You should be on our Twitter feed, man. Fuck your Twitter. I'm talking about our Twitter.
Okay. Yeah, I got what you're saying. You know, we'll get that working. I got to put that shit on my phone. That's what it is.
You ain't even got the app.
I don't got Twitter on my phone. Nah, nigga.
How you going to tell people the Twitter page and all that shit?
I tell people the Twitter page because you always on the Twitter page, nigga. Like,
but
it is what it is.
But ain't none of them on there.
I understand.
I be following other podcasts. They be following me back. We be retweeting. We be asking each other questions and shit.
Yeah. You answer those questions to the best of your abilities, too.
Yeah, but I can't answer the technical shit. Hey, you do all that.
I do technical enough.
I give them the nonsense. For real.
You know, they ask me too many technical questions. I'll be like, dude, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Because, like, some stuff is, like, way too technical for me. But I do try to do the best that I can, man. Hopefully, the audio quality.
This shit
quality...
ain't perfect. Everybody know that. Yeah. You live and learn.
But hopefully, the audio quality is good enough for people. And we give you good content, you know. We put a lot into it. Why am I lying? We don't put that much into it.
Do you know this is episode 81?
This is episode 81?
This is episode 81.
81? Wow. You would think I would know that, being that I post all the episodes.
Yeah, you're the one who posts them. I share them. You post them.
You would think I would know that. Episode 81, and we go to episode 82 tonight. Is Jason going to be on episode 82? Jason's going to be on episode 82. Yep. On episode 82, we're going to do a superhero movies bracket. So you guys look out for that. It's going to be great. You got anything else for the people, though?
Hit the Facebook group up. Hit Twitter up. Just because the states be opening up don't mean you got to be out there. Stay safe. Keep your family safe.
Keep your family safe. We appreciate you guys listening to us as always. This has been the 2 Cents and 9 Cents podcast. That's been my homeboy, Matt.
Yeah.
I've been Antoine Y. Slicker, and we out.
We out.